Welcome to this episode of BPB Knows. Today, BPB Knows Family Law Forensics. Our guest is Sandy Perez, a director in the Forensic Advisory Services Practice and head of our family law practice. So Sandy, tell our audience, what is family law forensics?
Family law forensics is, I would say, the investigation of anything related to a family matter. So that could be a divorce, that could be paternity, child support, anything in that realm is considered family law forensics.
So who hires you and your team? Who's the person that hires you? Is the person who's going through the divorce, or is it someone else?
Typically, it's the attorneys, the divorce attorneys that hire us. And we work with them to represent the person that's actually going through the divorce or the person who has the family law matter.
So what kind of services do you provide to the attorney who's representing a client?
We provide any service that they need to help them achieve the goals of the case. So that could be preparing financial affidavits, helping them gather the documents for production and discovery requirements, investigating certain assets, tracing funds, business valuations. There's all kinds of stuff, even calculating non-marital components to the asset structure, calculating income. I mean, the list goes on and on, helping them in settlements, helping them with taking depositions. And of course, if it goes to a hearing or a trial, providing expert witness testimony.
So it sounds like each matter that you work on is unique.
Very much so. Even though the general framework of what is needed to complete a divorce case or to complete a case from beginning to end is pretty much in general the same, every single case is different. And so the approach and what we do depends on the unique issues of the case, the documents, the players, et cetera.
Is this something that you're only called in when it's a particularly contentious breakup?
Not necessarily. There are a lot of people who, for instance, one side or the other just doesn't know the financial picture. So it doesn't have to be a contentious case, but in that type of role, we would really act as an educator. We're helping them understand what their financial picture looks like and helping them understand how the division of the assets will work for them in the future, or how the income or the alimony will help fit into how their life will be structured moving forward.
What happens if there's a business that both parties have been involved in?
That gets a little tricky. Generally, the business will have to stay with one side or the other. So one will typically have to pay the other one out, but we would value the business. And when both are involved, in some cases, it's very helpful because both will have knowledge of how the business works and how the finances work within the business. So that can be a plus.
Is it difficult when there are children? Does that add a layer of complexity when there are children, or are they all just difficult?
No, I think adding children to the mix when you have cases that have children definitely adds a layer of complexity to the whole thing, because it distracts the people from being able to look at the numbers, right? We're helping them with the numbers part of it. You've got this emotional layer dealing with the children. And sometimes we have to get that resolved before we can move on to getting the finances done.
Is there a key point in a breakup or a divorce when you are brought in? Is there like a moment in time where it's typically when you're called in?
It really depends on the case. There's many cases where they will try to work without a forensic, maybe try to go to mediation. A lot of people think, you know, we can just do this on our own. Let's see what we can accomplish. And the discovery's already been exchanged, the financial affidavits, the compliance has already been done. They try to get to mediation, doesn't work. And then they realize, okay, if we're going to now go to a hearing or litigate, we need to bring in an expert. In other cases, we start straight from the beginning and help them right out of the gate.
And what's the attorney's approach when an attorney reaches out to you? What do you do first? How do you get started on something like this?
So typically the first thing they do is they'll reach out to me and explain the issues of the case, give me a little bit of background. We talk about maybe how I can help them or how we can work together to resolve the case, what issues there will be. And then we will run a conflict check to make sure that we have not represented the other side, either by doing tax work or audit or any other type of work for them. And then we send an engagement letter, we get hired by the parties, and we work at the attorney's direction. We work very closely with them to make sure that there's a division of the tasks and that we're on track to do what's needed.
And how did you get into this line? This is a very specialized line of accountant work. How did you get into this?
I think my situation's a little unique. I've been with the firm for 28 years, and I came to the firm just right out of college or a year after college. Someone in one of my master's classes had a job that he had a position he needed to fill in a different type of forensics firm. And I had never heard of forensics, and I went there. They did mostly business interruption claims and insurance work. And I just really enjoyed it, but they were very small. And I wanted to work for a bigger platform, a firm with a bigger platform. So that's when I came over to Berkowitz. But I think I just got lucky right out of school, having never been exposed to it.
And so you have a team, and you deploy people for these various engagements. And do they last a long time? Is it something that's kind of an open and shut, takes a couple months and your work is done? Or do these sometimes take longer?
Again, it really depends on the case. There are some that we get in, like I said, maybe right after a failed mediation, but they already have trial on the books for 2 months from now. We'll get in. So we'll have 2 months to basically complete, the case till we get to trial. Others I've had go a year and a half, 2 years. Now with COVID, even longer. But I would say a typical case is probably somewhere around 9 months, something like that.
So it sounds like the family law forensics group is much like other departments and practices within the firm. Every situation is different. And I think that's one of the fun things about working in public accounting is it's never the same thing twice. It's always something different. So that's our episode today. Thank you so much, Sandy, for telling us what goes on in the family law forensics group. To our listeners, if you have any questions or if you have other topics that you're interested in hearing about, please email us at bpbknows@bpbcpa.com. We'll see you next time.